Alaska schools hire about 1,000 new teachers each year to offset annual turnover of staff. It's a process that doesn't come cheap. And as Alaska Public Media's Josh Edge reports, it's costing school district millions.
$20 million. That's the approximate cost of replacing teachers lost to attrition each year throughout the state, according to a recent study by the Institute for Social and Economic Research. And as school districts look for ways to make up for diminishing state funding, they're also seeking ways to better invest the money they do have. Todd Hess is the Chief Human Resources Officer at the Anchorage School District.
When the district has money, their first priority is to channel that into the education of our students and improve quality of their experiences, the quality of their curriculum, all of those things.
But each year, ASD has to hire between 275 and 350 teachers to replace those lost to turnover. After accounting for administrative, recruitment, and hiring costs, plus orientation and training, each of those positions costs the district a little under $20,500 on average to fill. That totals out to about $5.6 million just in Anchorage. And the ICER study's head author, Dana DeFeo, says those cost estimates are conservative.
We estimated the time and the wages associated with doing all of these tasks and all of the people who are involved. We didn't calculate the benefits that are associated with those employee wages, and that would add significantly to the cost, too.
When a teacher leaves the district, the cost can be measured in more than dollars. DeFeo says the more important impact is on the students.
When a teacher turns over, it has a significant effect on the school climate, the continuity of instruction as teachers plan from one year to the next, how they're going to deliver content. The school community relationships are really contingent upon the stability of the staff in the school, and most importantly, the impact on student learning.
There's general agreement that the solution for lessening districts' budgetary burden for turnover is not necessarily reducing the more than $20,000 per teacher cost, but instead emphasizing retention. And when it comes to increasing retention rates, one common thread throughout the conversation is community. Here's ASD's Todd Hess.
The Anchorage School District is employing another of different efforts to bring people on and integrate them not only into the school district, but also integrate them into the community, and trying to make connections with different aspects of the community, as well as different teachers that live in the community, so that they feel connected to the community.
The importance of community connections is something Jack Walsh can agree with. He's the superintendent of the Craig City School District, but he's also a Chicago transplant who got his start in Alaska at Sand Point, where he says the community did a great job making him feel welcome.
It wasn't always perfect, you know. There were times where they wished I was doing things different, and there were times where I wished I had other opportunities there. But all in all, it was a great place to be and to get my start, and then it saw similar sort of things happen in Kodiak and Bristol Bay and now in Craig that just kept encouraging me to stay.
Now, 30 years later, Walsh is still in Alaska. Around 70% of the teachers hired in Alaska each year come from out of state, many of them, Walsh says, with brand new teaching degrees.
Remember, if you're coming out of a college or university and you're taking your first teaching job, one of the things about that is, you know, university campuses have lots of different things available, often at low prices and stuff, including housing and things like that. You're going to move out here and you're going to find that there's some challenges.
Those types of challenges often make it difficult to retain newly hired teachers, especially in rural districts where turnover rates can be around 30%. Larger, more urban districts average a turnover rate of about 10%. Research also suggests teachers hired in-state are more likely to stick around. But with Alaska's colleges and universities only graduating about 200 new teachers each year, that leaves the majority to be hired from the lower 48. And with state funding being set after many Alaska school districts have already finalized their budgets, teachers who want to stay in the state are often left wondering if they will have a job next year. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.